amongst the sermons of the Prophet
sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam
in the end of the month of Sha'ban.
Al-Saduq,
narrated with a reliable chain from Imam al-Radha alayhi salam, from his purified fathers to Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, who said, "The Prophet gave us a sermon one day, in which he said, 'O people, the month of Allah has approached you with mercy, blessings, and forgiveness. A month which Allah regards as the best of months, and its days are the best of days. And its nights are the best of nights, and its hours are the best of hours. It is a month in which you are invited to be the guests of Allah, and you have been made worthy in this month of enjoying Allah's grace. Every breath of yours praises the Almighty. Your sleep is counted as worship. Your acts of worship are accepted. Your supplications are answered. So ask Allah, your Lord, with truthful intentions and with purified hearts, that He enables you to fast and recite His book. Indeed, wretched is the one who is deprived of Allah's forgiveness during this great month. And let your hunger and thirst during it remind you of the hunger and thirst of the day of resurrection. And give charity to the poor and needy amongst you. And surround your elderly with respect, and be kind to your youngsters. Visit your kin, and safeguard your tongues, and lower your gaze from what Allah has prohibited you from seeing. And do not listen to anything your ears are forbidden to hear. And be kind to the orphans of others, so that your own orphans will equally receive kindness. And repent your sins to Him. And raise your hands to Him in supplication during the times of your prayers. For they are the best times, where the Almighty looks with mercy to His servants, and answers them when they whisper to Him, and responds to them when they call Him, and accepts them when they supplicate to Him. O people, your souls are fixed to your deeds, so release them by seeking Allah's forgiveness. Your backs are overburdened by the weight of your sins, so lighten their burden by prolonging your prostration. And know that the Exalted and Almighty has sworn by His dignity that He will not torture those who perform their prayers and prostrate to Him, and not to terrify them by the sight of the fire when people are resurrected in front of the Lord of the world. O people, whoever among you provides iftar to a believer during this month will receive a reward equal to one who sets a slave free and forgiveness for all his past sins. Some people said, O Messenger of Allah, not all of us can do that. So he said, peace and blessings be upon him and his family. Shun the fire of hell, even by half a day. Shun the fire of hell, even by a drink of water. For verily, Allah the Almighty will give reward for this small deed if he is unable to do more than that. O people, whoever among you improves his manners and personality during this month will have a safe passage on Al-Sirat on the day people's feet will slip. And whoever among you lightens the burdens of his slave or anyone who works for him, Allah will lighten his reckoning. Whoever among you abstains from harming others, Allah will abstain his wrath from him the day he meets him. Whoever is generous to an orphan, Allah will be generous to him the day he meets him. And whoever connects his ties of kinship, Allah will connect him to his mercy the day he meets him. And whoever cuts his ties of kinship, Allah will cut him from his mercy the day he meets him. And whoever offers voluntary prayer, Allah will clear him from the torment of the fire. Whoever among you performs an obligatory deed will receive the reward of one who has performed 70 obligations in other months. And whoever among you increases the sending of blessings upon me, Allah will make the balance of his good deeds weigh heavily on the day the balances will lighten. And whoever recites a verse of the Quran will receive the reward of one who recites the entire Quran in another month. O people, the gates of heaven in this month are kept open. So ask your Lord not to close them against you. And the gates of the fire are kept closed. So ask your Lord not to open them for you. And the devils are kept chained. So ask your Lord not to unleash them against you.